Brooklyn, New York, Tuesday, November 18th, 1890. Attended morning meeting. We had an excellent meeting. Many live testimonies were born. I tried to impress upon the people that we must have simplicity of faith and perfect trust in our Heavenly Father. I felt urged by the Spirit of God to speak plainly. We remained for the conference meeting, and many important matters were discussed. I was again called on for my counsel in reference to having a school held in New York City. I answered that I had light upon this matter, that I could now speak. It was not advisable to have a school in New York for the purpose of educating ministers or canvassers. There was such a school already in session in Battle Creek. Facilities and a combination of varied talents were positively essential to make such a school a complete success. To have one man's mind, one man's mold, and one man's talent as educator, or even the talents of two or three men, were not all that was necessary. There must be a broader and deeper work in educating ministers to understand the Scriptures, and to labor intelligently and devotedly, humbly walking with God. The work of fitting up canvassers was another thing, although this work also demanded that men appointed to educate in this line should be men who were in close communion with God.